I had this little deal that I had with God, this little deal. As I gave my life to him, I said, just one thing, Lord. As I started to minister, one thing, as I got more and more increasingly overshadowed by Holy Spirit, I'd lay on the floor and I'd weep and weep, and I still do weep and love him and weep and love him. I love the secret place. He often takes me into public and brings me into the secret place. I'm weeping, and I said, just one thing, please. Whoa, just one thing, Lord. Just never let me look foolish. Hey! That was my deal. He said, I want all of you. Do you know, for 3 years in the West, I preached face down. I didn't even have legs. People carried me around. I had legs, but they weren't working. I'd lay on an altar, whoa, and people would ask me to come back. This is true. And I didn't understand. The long story short, I finished that first 4 degrees in 3, married my husband, Roland Baker, fourth year missionary generation. I married into that blessing. Incredible family line. I married into it. So beautiful. We went to Asia. We were in Asia for about, I think it was 12 years. Africa, Asia, and England, he told me at 16 when he kissed my hand and oil ran down my arm. So we went to Asia. That's where he sent us first. And God moved and we saw beautiful things. We worked among the poorest people we could find and just lived in the slums. We walked 9 floors up to get to our apartment. Walked. There was no elevator. Serving the Lord, moving with him. And then as I'm in Hong Kong, the Lord speaks to me, and my husband's a really wise man. Roland's really wise and practical, and at that time he was a little scary. Cause he'd be really clear about things. He would ask me to tell him how much I gave the beggars, and I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, we sorted that out. So I'm in Hong Kong. And the Lord told me I would have a master's by the time I was 25. So I told Roland. And one day, I'm getting up there. You know, I'm like 23 and a half. And he said, what do you think? It's going to come in the mail? I said, does that mean I have to go? He said, of course. If the Lord told you you're getting a master's, you have to go. Just like he told you not to do Bible school, he tells me to go get a master's. The person who can't do it, right? In any natural way. But he rewired my brain. So now I'm going back to the same university, SCC Vanguard. Go back there. God just did a miracle, a very amazing miracle. Amazing, amazing miracle. So I graduate. I said, let's go back to Asia. I felt the Lord on it. Roland always said, the Lord says it, we're doing it. He's an amazing miracle man. I cannot do what I do without this man. God gave him to me. God chose him for me. God picked him for me. Very seriously, picked him for me. No time for that story. Picked him. One Chinese lunch. Got married. Oh, yeah. After we are in a prayer room a few times. That was it. It's a little, whew. I'm not telling you to, try that. You better hear God. You better hear God. Don't just try that. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Just wait on God. So, holy. Whew. I go back, then we go back to Asia. God's moving. The Lord said, you can do nothing without me. I got it. He's told me that so many times. He said, now you're going to learn about the kingdom from the poor, and you're going to work with the poor, poorer than you've ever known the poor. And I'm like, oh, yes, Lord. We work with the poor. And then I learned all about the kingdom of God from the poor because they can't do it in their own effort. They can't do it by themselves. They don't have the means to do it on their own. He's teaching you about his kingdom from the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. There's something about a position of our hearts where you go before the Lord, you go poor. You go poor before the Lord. You stay poor. I don't care if you're a multi-billionaire. When you go to God, you go poor. But then when you stand up, shakaraba, there's provision in your hands. Do you understand? You go to God poor. I learned about the kingdom from the poor. So I thought that was great, and I'd done it. And then he said, now go do your PhD. Go to King's College, University of London, and do a PhD in systematic theology. Somebody just got that. Go to King's College, University of London, and do your PhD. I said, what? He said, go. I was actually sick at the time, and I just said, what? I'm a woman. You have to be, it's a secular university, but there is a program in systematic theology, as of many universities that are hundreds of years old, where they kept that major. But that major never had a woman in it. And now there's this little Pentecostal fireball from Laguna Beach, and I'm going to go there. And then the Lord said it, so it of course I went, and it happened. Miraculously, I got there, and they looked at me, and these guys, you know, these theologians had long beards, a lot of them, they're very famous theologians, and they looked at me, and they're like, kind of like I looked at that woman when I went to SCC. They're like, how? And they look at their friends, how did she get in here? They're like, what's going on? And they said, they would, you know, they'd smoke pipes and have sherry there in their, you know, discussion times. They said, but for the Pentecostals, we have juice over here. Like they were prepared in that way. Juice for you. Juice for you. And they mocked me there. They mocked me. They're like our little, they'd say, juice for you, our little pietist friend. Oh, yeah. Guys, like, I said, Lord, what do? I'm going to die here. This is so dry, I'm going to die. And so he said, what do you think you should do? I said, Lord, I don't know. He said, what do you do? What do you do in this moment? I said, I'm going to go reach the poor. So I went to the streets. 8 hours a day I'd study. 8 hours a day I'd be faithful because God asked me to do this. I have no understanding of why. Not any whatsoever, none whatsoever, none. I don't understand it. Every day I'm there studying theology, studying. All of it, Bonhoeffer and Bart and all of it, studying. And then I went for my joy time, which was out on the streets with the homeless, the poor, the sick, the dying, the needy. I invited them all to our little apartment. My children, my Elisha and Crystalline lived in this tiny little room, and I just invited the homeless and just fed them. Okay, let's have a church. We had 12 lawyers and the poor, and the poor would bring in their rats and their guns, and they'd feed their rats on their tongues. That's what they did to try to disturb me. I said, no, I just love you. And I'd hug them all. And they're like, whoa. And God showed up. Hallelujah. That's a long story short. So God showed up. I'd ask those theologians that were doing a certain type of theology that many of you probably aren't interested in. But it had to do with the poor and the favor on the poor. And so I would provoke them. I was a thorn in their side. God sent me as a thorn in their side. I say, come with me to the streets. They said, no, we're just going to discuss this. I said, well, you know, hello. Nope, never got one of them to go. But 12 lawyers came into our church. That was wild. Anyway, here I'm going fast forward. I'm going to catch a plane, so don't you worry. But they do wait for me, so maybe you should. No, don't you worry. So I'm there in Mozambique, just defended my PhD. I'm thinking now I'm going to, maybe I'll teach or something. Maybe I will. I got there day three. I'm there in Mozambique. I'm on the street. Roland was super gracious, let me go on ahead, blowing up Red Cross trucks. I said, that's where I want to be. I'm on the street. I had this truck that miraculously I got, this secondhand truck in South Africa. A colonel, an amazing colonel, Colonel Skonken from South Africa said he would drive me in there. I didn't know how to drive a truck. When I got it, it was like, Colonel Skonken was not happy. He said, I'm driving. It's my truck, you know, but he didn't let me drive it. He took it in. He's like, you're going to last 1 week. He said very lovingly, colonel-like love. You are going to last a week, and then you're going to leave, and you can call me to come get you. You're going to last a week. I was in a Bible school. They gave me 3 days to stay there, Baptist Bible school. 3 days. They said, you have 3 days, and then you need to get out of here because 3 days is the limit. Our hospitality is 3 days. So day three, I didn't have any way to get anywhere. The Lord told us, give away the building, give away this, give away that, go with nothing. You need to understand how to start. You need to know what I've asked. Give it all away and go with nothing, 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 nothing but me. So there I was, on a street corner. Sitting on a street corner in Casa Elefante, Mozambique. And I'm sitting on the street corner and I see these kids. They're coming all, I see them, they're in shredded rags and they're dying, and I'm looking at them, and I'm there and I'm confused by what's going on. I'm there, you know, just thinking of what God asked me to do and why, Lord, am I here? And I'm sitting there and I'm seeing these children, and my heart's now just breaking. And I'm looking at them. They're in rags. They're in shredded rags. And their hair's all matted. And I'm just walking. And he said, I want you to take them home. I said, well, that's really awesome, but I don't have a home. And I don't do children. I said that to God. I had two, but I told him, I don't do children. He said, you do now. You learned about the kingdom from the poor. Now you will learn about the kingdom from the children. And you will learn how to be childlike. Whoa. And my flesh was like, children? That's where they put women to teach the preschool and the children. I'm called to preach. I'm telling God what I'm called to do. And you want me now to go talk to children? And now you want me to take them home? And what am I going to do with them? So I took them home. I got a home. Don't have time to tell you, because I do appreciate the other passengers waiting on that plane. I appreciate that. I have mercy for them. Planes wait for me a lot. I have mercy for them, mercy for you, because y'all need to eat. But this story, here it is. I'm there watching these kids. The Lord miraculously provided a place. I took 360 of them home. Altogether, 360, one person on staff besides Roland. I was tired. You think you were tired, some of you? Oh, yeah, Melanie, I was tired. I did not know about soaking. All I knew was boom, 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 boom. No soaking for me. I'm a worker. Watch me work. I can work so hard. I can, like, speed reader type. That's how I lived my life. Speed read, speed move, speed, whatever. Speed, 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 speed. Roland's like, ah. But anyway, speed. And there I am, and I'm like, children, they're just like, God, I'm now relegated to the children again. Here I am. I mean, I had one prophet pass. Oh, you'd know his name. He was like, God spoke to me. You're to lead our preschool. I'm like, sweet Jesus. He didn't speak to me. I mean, that's how I felt. Shaka Baba. There I am. All these kids everywhere. All calling me mama. They all have to eat food. We needed food. We'd pray for food every day, pray for food. We'd bought dented cans, never knowing what's in them. It was almost always pineapple. Pineapple. Sometimes beans, but so much pineapple. And we would just like, God, okay. And then we got kicked out of the place that we got to use, and it was wild and crazy stuff. And God just, all the kids said they'll follow Jesus. And they were told, if you follow Jesus, you don't have a place to live. You have no food, and we're going to beat you. And the kids did this, and they walked 27 kilometers barefoot. They walked. They said, we're following Jesus. We're following Jesus. We're following Jesus. They walked. They followed. They walked. They followed. They walked. They followed. They walked. They followed. They followed. And all we did was put the little ones in the truck named Lazarus. We put them in the babies that couldn't walk. We put them in. We went to a little place. They walked. They defied in that sense. They said, no, we're following Jesus. They said, the people told them if they prayed, they would be starving. They said, watch out. First time I saw God multiply was at that time. God multiplied food. First time I'd ever seen it. God's God. God can do anything. He can do absolutely anything. He made beans and rice for us. Chili it was. A Texan woman who didn't believe in miracles brought us food. And I told her to pray, and she said, no, this was for your family of four. I said, we're a big family. I opened the door. There's like about 80, 90 kids that had already made it there. I don't know. I told you I'm not a counter. They were all there. They were there. And she looked and she screamed, no. I said, just pray over the food. Pray over it. She prayed over it. Rabia, my daughter, prayed over it. Everybody ate. First time I saw that multiplication of food, it was like, that's another rewiring the brain. One time God made beads for us, rewired my brain. The theologian said, God's not Santa Claus. I know that. God's not Santa Claus. But on Christmas Day, when our presents were only stuffed dogs in a bag, that was a psychologist who was serving with us. Thought I was nuts again. God turned. The kids wanted beads. The little girls wanted beads. And God made beads. And they screamed, beads in the bag, beads in the bag. And I thought of those theologians. I just thought, oh, yeah, God's so much better than Santa Claus. God's so much better than Santa Claus. Rewire your brain. He wants to rewire your brain. He wants to rewire your brain. Here's the end of today's message. Oh! I love to swim. I like to move, like I told you a few times. I like to move. So we're on the ocean there in Cabo Delgado, and a lot of people want to talk to me and follow me and scream, Mama Ida, Mama Ida. They want stuff. So I'm a fast swimmer. So I'm like, shoo, 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 shoo. I'm swimming out, far out. I got my snorkel, got my mask, happy. Everything's different under there, just like the kingdom. Whoo, a lot of people can't see it, but it's right there. Whoa, you got to just, ha, get on a different position. Shaka Baba, face down. Wow. So I'm face down. I'm seeing a different dimension. Woo! Everything, coral, fish, colors. I'm swimming, just having a blast. Yes, Jesus, worshiping Jesus. And right as I'm worshiping and just happy, I'm looking and worshiping. I pray in tongues with a snorkel. It's really cool. You can do it. And I was like, I'm just happy, you know. I love it out there. I love it out there. Just freedom, and I love it. And the Lord speaks to me as clearly as anything. Heidi, build a university. Sucked water into my snorkel, freaked me out. What? Like, who are you talking to? Somehow this little dyslexic 16-year-old, before Brother Hagin prayed, came back there. What do you mean? Lord, it's not possible. How? What do you mean? But Lord, Lord, as I cleared the water out of my snorkel, Lord, I start crying, and it's hard to cry in the water like that, and it's just hard to explain, but I'm like, Holy Spirit's got me there, and I'm like, oh, and I'm trying to get back in, and back in, back in, I'm trying to get back in, and he said, now, I want you to start now, and I'm thinking, what do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean? We're here. We just got here. We just got this property. That was this property. It's this big piece of property. And I don't understand. Like, it's just rocks and trees and dirt. And I don't understand what you're saying. What do you want? What do you mean now? Now. I don't understand now. He said, dry off. Yeah. Dry off, get dressed, go. So I said, yes, Lord. I drive up to our base, and Leif's been there, and Hannah's been there, and Melanie's been there, Joseph's been there. So you know this base. I drive up to the top where the school is, 3,700 kids in our primary secondary school now. I should have not told you that right before what I did, but I'm telling you, in case you have to leave. I took a stick. I told you we have sticks around. I took a stick, and I looked at this huge tree. The tree is massive. Like, it's a big tree. I'll show you how big it is. I took my stick, and the Lord said, put a ring around the tree. I stuck my stick in the dirt, and I did this. I take my stick, shakaraba. I take my stick, shokorobo, and I make a ring around the tree in the dirt. And I said, there are kids everywhere. Some of you wondering how we got them. We don't hide them in Mozambique. They're just everywhere. I said, any of you children want to go to school? Same day, hour after God told me to build a university. I figure they probably needed first grade. So here they come. They come. A lot of kids, 40, 50 kids, under the tree. They looked at me. I looked at them. I took my stick, and I did A, ah, ah, B, ba, ba, C, k, k, say in our language, say, k, k. And I started a first grade class in that dirt that day. All the kids came. Whoa, shadaba. Two of them who were under that tree got full scholarships, wait for it, to a summer program, wait for it, at Stanford. Woo! Shabarabaraba. Stand, please. You gotta stand up. Shoraba. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Nothing's impossible with God. Shedaba, we built more schools with sticks. We built bamboo classrooms. Then we built block classrooms. I knew we needed up to 12th grade, but it had to be the best, the best school in the nation. That's not chair two, that's chair one. Because I'm telling you, chair two would have said, no, no, just make a mediocre school that's just, whatever, just make do, make do, make do. I said, oh, God. He said, build the best university in all of Africa. So you don't want the cruddy school where people don't know how to do anything. And you want them all to know Jesus. So we have chapel, and all these kids that were from another background all gave their hearts to Jesus. About 98% of the children in our school, the best school in Cabo Delgado, are born again, spirit-filled believers. Born again. Show, they reach their parents. It's about 3,700 of them. So the university. I've been pregnant with that promise for 19 years now. But I haven't just been pregnant with it. I've been cooperating along with my team, along with the body of Christ, building, cooperating, building, cooperating, building, cooperating, building, cooperating. It looks impossible. You're in a war zone. Our brand new medical clinic in Masimba, they destroyed it. They destroyed it. They burned it, then destroyed it. And you could say, you're crazy. You could say, you're crazy. You can't open a university in a war zone. That's why you got to come. I'm going to sneak you in there. Watch out. So the first phase is built. And the first accreditation is through. Shakababa, yes, be happy. And now, whoa, watch out. God will do what he says he can do. And I feel very strongly here to do something different. I love people laying down. This is not a me laying hands on you because there's no time because of the plane. But I feel like those of you in your heart, in your spirit, the Lord's put something in you. Maybe you had a promise in prayer, a visitation. I don't know. God put it in you. And there's been this wrestling. When God called me a third of my life to the nations, it was wild. I said no. I actually said no. No. But then he ripped the no out of me. Then he put it on me again after COVID. I said, no, I'm done. We're finished. He said, no bargaining with God. Your life's not your own. You already gave it away. You want to take it back? That's why I'm here today. Hey, I'm not taking it back. Whatever he wants for my little life, he gets. It's a mystery that he could use me. It's a mystery he could use any of us, but he gets it. So this call from the balcony all the way, there's something I learned about making a move. It's like when I made a move with that stick, I could have just said, oh, we gotta wait. We gotta wait and figure it out and raise funds or something. No. When God speaks to you, you make that first step. You don't just wait unless he says wait. When he says wait, you wait. Oh, yeah, he stuck me to the floor 7 days and seven nights learning how to wait. That was wild. But today, there's a response to this message, and I feel it really strongly. And this time, this is not like I'm just going to kind of move on up there. No, this time, and I want you to close your eyes. One of my dear friends who prayed for me, prayed for Leif, prayed for a bunch of us who are wrecked forever, Randy Clark, said, oh, I remember the message. Could God use me like a coin in your pocket? And I feel like today, some of you, you're just like desperate for God to use you, and you're not taking no for an answer with all the naysayers, all the people that say it's not possible. What God put in your heart is all things are possible with God. And so for those people that just like a burning in your heart, you're like, God, I want to respond. I want to respond to this with a yes. I want you to run forward. I don't want you to walk. My eyes are closed right now. I don't want you to run forward, 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 run, run, run from the top to the bottom. Run and lift your hands. Sheka rabatete naya oritaya. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Because what God has for you is a yes. Shenama, 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 shikidiai. More, Lord. Now, I want you guys, keep your eyes closed. This is not about me. I cannot make this happen. So to avoid distraction, keep your eyes closed. Lift your hands up. Sheta tata. Sheta tata. Sheta tata. Holy, 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 Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit God. Shinanaya. Holy Spirit. Oh, you just, Holy Spirit, my friend. You're my friend. Holy Spirit, fall on those who are saying yes to you. Shenaya, Shenaya, fall on them, Lord. Fall on them, Lord. You can respond with a yes, Shenaya. You can respond, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Holy Spirit, fall on them. Right now, Shenaya, some of you starting to feel just the presence of God. Like the power of God, the presence of God. Today is a day of marking. It's a day of sealing. It's a day, Shina Mosoya, that you, it's like you, in the spirit realm, you take that stick and you draw a circle around that tree, Shetarabatoya. And you just say yes, 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 yes. I just feel strongly that we're to cry out. And if Melody could come, I believe she can carry something here with you. Yes! I want you to start crying out. Yes! 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 Yes, yes, yes. Touch of God, touch of God, touch of God. Yes, a yes, ho, a yes, a yes, whoa, 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 show, 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 yes, whoa, yes, 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 you, yes, yes, yes. Whoa, 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 yes, yes, Shuka Baba, yes, whoa, somebody give me, whoa, yes, yes, maybe this, because of what's happening, Jesus. Fall, get to your knees, get to your knees, people fall on top of each other, Shekaraba, Orara, Sharara, get to your knees, get to your knees, Sheraba, if you can't, get, sit, I don't know, just get there, raise your hands again. Shenama, Holy Spirit's still gonna touch you, but we don't want people to get hurt. Shekaraba, 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 more Lord, more Lord, more Lord. Go ahead, sweetie, go in, go in. Sharaba, 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 take them up, take them up, take them up and in. Shenama Saya, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are putting your promises in these people. You are putting your promise. And they're saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You go. You go. You go. You go.
Yes, Lord.
Gotta get behind them.
We say
get behind them.
We say
you wanna come up? Go, 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 go. You go. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Yes, Lord.
We say yes. Shut up.
Whoa.
We say yes to you.
Whoa. Shabbat.
Holy.
Whoa.
Holy
Whoa.
Ghost.
Whoa, whoa, shh.
Oh, holy, whoa, holy God.
Whoa, shh, shh. Whoa,
we say
whoa.
Yes to you will.
Shanama, shanama, more
yes
Lord.
Yes to you will. Oh, submit to your spirit.
Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
Can you pray for me,
yeah,
please?
We say yes to your spirit.
Father, I thank you now for the impartation of your spirit. You have imparted through her to many. I ask you to impart through me to her what she needs for the things that lie before.
Shukaba.
I thank you for the supernatural empowerment and an ability, Lord God, to do everything you've called her to do. I thank you for the empowerment. I thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes, Jesus.
All things that I hadn't seen,
yes,
ear
Jesus.
Hadn't heard,
yes,
neither
Jesus.
Have entered the heart of man,
yes, Jesus.
Have been prepared for you by the Spirit of God.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Lord.
Holy.
For the impartation, enabling the realization and fulfillment of your purpose in her life. Lord, strengthening, Lord, supernatural strengthening to go beyond in a physical or soulish sense where a normal person would go. Supernatural enablement by the power of the Holy Spirit. And refreshing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In spite of all that has been done, yes, this is a new day. A new day and a new way. For that which has burned within you to be realized, a new day. In a new way. Hallelujah. I need to say something to those of you that have received by faith. An impartation has been made. Supernatural in its origin, supernatural in its effect. But it is you that gives birth to that which has been imparted or spoken into the reality of your life. You do so by being all in. Say all in. All in. You can't do it by measure. This is something you have to give your heart and your life to. And you allow the Spirit of God to create a reality within you by being on your knees as regards what has been imparted and seeing it begin to manifest through you on a day-to-day basis. But it is going to require that you be all in. Say all in. All in. Praise the Lord.